As is appropriate, we're going to speak about drinking on Purim. Mechai v'nish lebesume v'puraya adaloya da ben oraham lebaruch Mordechai. We have to do our part. Chazal gave us a mitzvah to drink. And therefore, what's going to be the gather of this mitzvah? What's going to be the way that we can be mekayim the mitzvah? And it's a mitzvah that makes everybody excited. Now, some people think that I guess everybody has a frat day. So this is like a Jewish frat substitute. And, you know, I'm in this frat. So this is the Jewish one. This is the Jewish frat, Baruch Hashem. We're going to do some keg stands. We're going to drink. We're going to make it happen. And is that what Chazal had in mind? And let's just strengthen the question, which is, we never found in the whole Torah that drinking is a good thing. Adaram, the more you look at the way Chazal set up and the way that the Torah speaks about drinking, it's one of the worst things that you could do. Noyach, we know what happened to Noyach. Lot, something happened with Lot. Chazal say that drinking yayin by day is a horrible thing. So where did we find such a thing that we should have this one mitzvah that's so different? I remember coming to yeshiva originally, and one thing I noticed about the rabbis, they're very sober. Rabbis are very sober people. And all of a sudden on Purim, something happens and people like to drink. So what is this mitzvah? What's the gather of this mitzvah? So I want to begin with a little bit of some of the shitas in the Rishonim, a little bit of lamdas, and then we'll get deeper into it. The whole inyan of drinking, says the Beis Yosef, he brings in the Orchas Chaim, that really there's no mitzvah to get drunk. Now it doesn't say that you have to get drunk on Purim. The Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin Beis, says Mechai v'nish lebisume, a person has to get spicy. Has to get fragrant, has to get a nice feeling. Doesn't say he has to get drunk, he has to get a good feeling. So what's that feeling? A person should drink a little bit, a nice amount, no more than he's used to. If he's used to drinking one cup of beer, maybe have two cups of beer. That's the mitzvah, because you know, to drink so much is a horrible thing. It brings all sorts of horrible averas. And the Korban Asana says the same thing. The Sfasemis brings that a person should drink a little bit. And the whole day that you're oisik in this feeling good, like Lebedik, you know, Purimdik, right, Dani Lebedik. That as long as you feel nice, you feel, you know, a good feeling when a person drinks something, you feel good. As long as you're in that good feeling, so you're being yoitza the mitzvah the whole day. And therefore, that's all you have to do. Drink a little bit, you know, feel nice. There's a famous shita also of the Rambam. It's brought down by the Meiri, and the Ramah seems to quote this, which is, you should drink yoisim eli mudai. Ah, shalom yoisim. You should drink more than you're used to, and go to bed. Because when you go to bed, you don't know the difference between Baruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai, and Baruch Haman. You're sleeping, right? So you don't know the difference. And the Ramah brings this. By the way, the Rosh Yeshiva here, Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz, gave a shir last night. That somebody said in the shir, they said, you know, so I want to know, should we be machmir like the Ramah? You know, should we also make sure to sleep like the Ramah? So the Rosh Yeshiva said, the Ramah is not a chumra. The Ramah is a kula. Don't think the Ramah is a chumra. You know, I wouldn't be a real machmir, make sure to go to bed. No. A person who wouldn't know how to do wine properly, so, okay, for you, just go to bed. But somebody who understands that Chazal are telling us a very deep thing here. Chazal are not stam. Chazal is saying that you have to get besume. What does Rashi say? Rashi says it straight. You have to get shik. Now, I want to make a chiluk. There's something called getting sick, and there's something called getting shik. And they're not the same thing. Getting sick and throwing up, and if you know you're a husband and you've got kids, and then it's just going to be a mess, and they have to drag Tati, you know, down the road, and you know, drag him home, and the kids are, you know, worried, like, oh my goodness, what's Tati doing? You know, it started to be, it was funny in the beginning, but now it's just it's like weird, scary. That's not, and then throwing up and greening out, that's not getting sick. That's not what Rashi said. I'll quote you what Rav Berkowitz said. On Purim, you have to get very high. He said those words. I'm just saying what the Rosh Yeshiva said. You have to get very, very high. High means geschmack, means leibig. High doesn't mean getting sick. And the person thinks that if I drink, I'm going to get sick. Probably better not to drink. You should drink, and you should, maybe the next couple days, you have to practice a little bit. See what you need. See what's, what's appropriate. Lebisume lahalacha means that you drink something that you like. Drink something that you like. Now, the Rashi says to drink yayin, and many are knowing that that's the appropriate thing to do. To drink yayin. Because that was what the mitzvah was at the times of Purim. Is that Esther made a party, and Ahasuerus made a party, and everyone's drinking yayin, and all the miracles are happening through the yayin. Because Ahasuerus is getting shikker, and he says, bring out Vashti. And then Esther says, let's make a party. And then we bring out Haman, and then we hang Haman. So everything is around yayin, and therefore you should drink yayin. Even though they say on Rashi, why does it have to be yayin? Could be anything. Personally, I think yayin is the best, and definitely not to mix. As soon as anybody starts saying things like, oh, you know, you want to try this thing, and then let's do mixed drinks, and stay away. I'll tell you a secret. The Chida HaKadosh brings down that every single year the Yetzirah dresses up like somebody. And he's probably going to also be at your Purim Suda. Just make sure that when the Yetzirah comes over to you and offers you, usually he says something like, hey man, you want some of this stuff? Yeah man, it's good for you. Or as soon as you drink, he immediately pours you another cup. Stay away from that guy. Stay far away. He might be a nice guy, but this year he's dressed up as the Yetzirah. So how do we do this practically? B'siyat d'shmaya, Purim starts, and we pour some wine. Ideally, get something, the best wine that you can afford, something very, very good, and pour yourself a cup. Now sit there with this cup. Say, Hashem, I'm about to do the mitzvah of Mechayv Inish L'Besum and B'furaya. I want to be able to go to this place of Adaloyada. So I need to know, first of all, what is the mitzvah? Yeah, very good, Dani. That drink, I forget what it's called, but that exact one, that black one that they give out to the chevra there, watch out for that stuff. So I want to get to Adaloyada. Now, what is the simple pshat in Adaloyada? So some say it means that you can't say Baruch Haman, Baruch Mordechai, or Haman. You like, if you look there, Taisus, Matap Taisus on Zion of the Days, he brings on the Yishami, you also have to say Arur Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arum Kol HaRishoyim, Bruchim Kol HaTzadikim. You have to be able to say those words, and once you don't know how to say the words anymore, and you start like slurring your words, so it's like, you know, the guy, Aurora, Brucha, I don't know what I'm saying anymore, man. You know, man. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, Sishka, yeah. So that guy is not sick. That guy, he's just living. Yeah. That's, he doesn't know. He can't say the words. Okay? Ah, hi, Daniel. So that is Mamish Gevaldik. if you can get to that darga. That's gevaldik. Others bring down from the Rashash that they used to have a gramen, they used to have some type of a song that they would sing. It was like a call and response. Bum ba dum ba dum dee 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 dum. And he's like, oh no, oh no. And he had to, bum ba dum. And if you mixed up the gramen and you said, brum shai, no, that wasn't what you had to say. And he messed it up. And he's like, So then he was yotze. Okay, fine. Others bring down maybe a little bit more panemius. Abu Draham, that you have to drink until you mamish don't know the difference of Orah Haman and Baruch Mordechai, because the gematria of Orah Haman is 502, cursed is Haman, and the same gematria of blessed is Mordechai is 502. So either it means I don't know how to do the gematria. Okay, Baruch Mordechai, go. So, Beis. Oh, yeah, Beis. Yeah. There's a difference in Beis and Veis. No, it's two. They're both two. Okay, I got that question. Reish. Oh, that is 200. Okay. Vav up. Where am I holding? How do you spell Baruch again? Oh, okay. So, either it means that, or it means I pashut don't know the difference between the moments of my life that are blessed Mordechai moments, when everything is going good, and I'm acing all my tests, and the girl that I like to date is saying yes, and she still said yes after 5 or 6 dates, and I feel like my davening is on point, and I feel like my learning is going well, and I feel like my Binan L'Chaver is going well, the Baruch Mordechai points in my life, and I don't know the difference between those times in my life and the Or Haman moments of my life, when nothing is going good, and the girl after the 7th date said no, and I don't feel like my davening is going well, and I don't feel like Hashem is with me, and I feel lonely, and I'm in some apartment in the middle of the winter in New York City, and it's cold, and it's depressing, and I don't know why I'm doing this, and I don't know why I'm still studying economics, I don't even like economics, and things don't make sense, and I've got sfeikus and emuna, and everything is Haman dick in my life. Or Haman, just Haman, why don't you leave me alone already? And I get to a place in my life on Purim that I drink, that I mamish don't know the difference between those moments and the moments that are so good. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, that this world is not like the world to come. That in this world, on good things, we make a bracha hatoiv ha-meitiv. Interesting, we make that bracha on wine. And on things that are bad, we make baruch dina emes. In this world, you can't make blessings on things that are bad. You can't. But in the world to come, you're going to make blessings hatoiv ha-meitiv on everything. Because all of a sudden, we're going to have the perspective. We're going to see that Hashem, you had a plan. And all the things that were going on in my life, Hashem, you had a plan. Those things that I thought that were a baruch, Mordechai, and I thought that was the only good thing in my life. Really, the Orah Haman in my life was all from you, Hashem. There was only one you. You had a plan the whole time, and you were guiding me. And it was the reason why that girl said no on the 7th day, because she wasn't my wife. And it would have been the worst thing in the world when I've gotten married to that girl. And no longer is it going to be only that hindsight is 20/20. That even in the moment, I could see that the Orah Haman, the cursed is Haman of my life, is the same thing as Baruch Mordechai, is Mamish One. And that's why on Purim, when are you Yotze the Mitzvah Mamish? When you could make a Lachayim to the Orah Haman of your life. You could sit there, and I suggest, make a list, and you hold your cup of wine. This is a cup of wine, by the way. It's a Purim prop. And you could say, Hashem, and you make that list, take out a list in your pocket today, after this shiur. Take a list and write all the things of your life that are the orahaman things of your life, the things that are schwer, the things that are not going well, the things that are so challenging. And we all have our pekalach. We all have our challenges. There's no yid that doesn't have challenges. The challenges means that Hashem is there. He's talking to you. And then the key says, Gamzu l'toiva. Gamzu, also this. Gamzu l'toiva. That also in those places Hashem is there in mamish. Like Rabbi Nachman Taras, Va'afilu ba'astara, Shebetoich astara. I would sing the song right now, but I only want to sing with all you guys together. Va'afilu ba'astara, even in that place, Shebetoich astara. Sometimes we say, no, Hashem, maybe you were in that place where you were a little bit hidden, but the ones that were so hidden, Shebetoich astara. It's so dark. Things are so not going well. The relationship is so not going well. My life is so not going well. None of it, Rebbe, if you knew how, no, and that place also. Bevadai gam sham nimtza Hashem yitzbarach. Certainly Hashem is there. Because you know the saying, you can't have any place in this world to say that Hashem is not there. Only the Christians believe that. That evil somehow broke away from God. And the Satan is somehow like running his own show. But we say, Hashem, Bevadai gam sham nimtza Hashem yitzbarach. I know that you're there, Hashem. Because l'sheker ein reglayim. You can't have, like Gemara says in Shabbos, that sheker, each letter, a shin, is only on one point, a kuf is only on one point, a resh is only on one point. If sheker didn't have any truth, if sheker, a false, didn't have Hashem, sheker would just fall over. And therefore, it must be that Hashem, that you're giving some light. It must be there's some ore in the sheker. Certainly Hashem, you're there. You have to be there. I know you're there. And you never stop being there. And it's true, Hashem, the rest of the year, I don't know this. I don't know how to do this. The rest of the year, I see that it's dark and I want to run away from it. And we only want to see brachas that are open brachas. And we should all have brachas for all of us, Bezrat Hashem. But on Purim, I take out my list of all the crazy things that are going on in my life, and all my problems, and all the schwerkeit. And one after the next, I take a cup of yayin, the gematria side. And I say, Hashem, as the yayin is going in, I want you to teach me the side that every single one of these problems, I'm making a l'chaim to you, Hashem, because I know that you're there also. And I know that there's some spark, that the Shechina is there too. What does it mean that goes to the Shechina? It means that there's a lot of dark things. And I don't see you there, Hashem. That's the Shechina. The Shechina is locked up in those dark places, but I know she's there. I'm going to go make a jailbreak. I'm going to bust you out of there, Shechina. I'm going to go save the princess. Wow, just got very mood lighting. I'm in a new building, you know, everything, like, it's all smart systems here. The lights go on, the lights go off, but it looks like you can still see a little bit. It gets dark. You said it has to get dark. But even when it's dark, what is it you'd know? Hashem, you're with me. You never stop being with me. And I'm going to break you out of there. I tell the Shechina Kadosh, Hashem, you're with me there. I'm going to grab onto you. I'm going to find you in that place. That even in that dark, dark place, you never forsake me. You were there. And on Purim, when you could make a l'chaim. Now, by the way, you can't do this unless you drink. Because you can't think that you're making a l'chaim to the Yetzirah. You can't think that you're making a l'chaim to the dark side. You can't give powers over to the other side. It's a good thing you drink something so you don't know. Only because you drink can you make a l'chaim and pull out the Shechina that's there. You can make a l'chaim and you can say, Hashem, I know you're with me in that place. And I know that you never abandoned me. And I know that you love me. You know, it's a very, very deep side. Which is, You know, how do you know that a Rebbe has been successful? Shimi, how do you know a Rebbe has been successful? I'll tell you the secret. It's very pashut. Bezrat Hashem, you guys are all going to be big mashpim and go teach Torah to the whole Jewish world. You know, even if you step foot in Eishet Torah for one day, you know that you have a responsibility now to go teach Torah and to bring Jews home, wherever they might be, all over the world. So I'll tell you how you know you're successful. It's the second that the Rebbe leaves the room, that the Talmidim are still talking and learning. How do you know that it hasn't worked yet? The second the Rebbe leaves the room, so the guys, you know, back when I was growing up, so they all like put whoopee cushions on the Rebbe's seat. No, it wasn't a Rebbe, it was, you know, some science teacher or something. Or they get their spitballs ready from straws or whatever other pranks we had going on. And then the Rebbe comes back. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we learned the whole time. Nowadays, the guy goes on his phone. But how do you know that it worked? That even when the Rebbe leaves, the Talmidim are still Rebbedik. So you know what the message is? You have a shir. What's the Rebbe represent? We came to this world. A Jew is here to use his mind. Jews are very intellectual people. We use our mind, but the mind has to teach the body. The body is like the student. The body doesn't always know what to do. So the mind comes and the mind teaches the body what to do, how to act. Very good. So the whole year, does a Jew drink? It's crazy. No, the Jew has to use the mind to teach the body what to do. The body says, I want to go and do this thing that I shouldn't do. So the mind says, I'm sorry, body. That's not a good idea for you to do this. So, okay, fine. I won't do it. As long as the mind is intact, the mind can tell the body, I know you want to watch 7 hours of Netflix tonight, but I don't think that's going to be good for you. I think maybe you could use your time more wisely. Now, by the way, Chevra, nobody ever on a Saturday night, when they plan out their week, says, you know what? I have a great idea how I'm going to be productive this week. On Tuesday night, I'm going to binge for 7 hours on YouTube. Nobody ever starts the week thinking, that's going to be my night. Elamai, what happens? Comes Tuesday night, and then next thing they know, 7 hours later, whatever. So the mind somehow left, and the body was acting on its own. But the way of the Jew is that the mind teaches the body. The mind teaches the body. Do what's good for you. Do what's meaningful. Do what's going to take you to the world to come. Do good stuff. But do you know, how do you really know that it worked? How do you know that for 364 days that your mind is trying to tell your body, do what's going to be good for you? The only way to really know if the chinuch worked is we need one day where we let the mind leave. We need one day where Adelo Yada, where the Rebbe, so to speak, leaves the room. And all you have left is this body. You have all that's left is the body. Adelo Yada. And now the child, the student is here, and now you see who the person is. All you see left is the student when the Rebbe's not in the classroom. That's the soid. That's the soid. That's the secret of Purim, is that my mind is leaving. You're right, my conscious mind. What's left of me? The secret of Purim is I want something so big, I want something so deep. I want to know, Hashem, that even my body is holy, that everything is holy, that everything that I'm going through is holy, and that you're a part of my life. In a big way. How should you practically do this? Like we mentioned before, yain, I think, is a very good thing. Try to be the best matzav possible. Try to hear the Megillah by stark places. Go to a shul that's into it. It's going to be Leibedik, Mamish. It's a famous maisa of the Kozhimir. The tzaddikim always said this over, that there were two yidin that wanted to make sure they were in Kozhimir by the Rebbe. For Purim. So they started to go on the trek. And Kozhmir was on the other side of a river. And when they got to the river, they saw the river was frozen over. Now, of course, when it's frozen, you could walk over it. In the summertime, you couldn't walk over the river. You needed a boat to carry you from one end to the other. But Baruch Hashem, it was frozen, and they also saw that there were many goyim that were going across the river. So Baruch Hashem, they got into the river, they started to make the trek across. In the middle of the river, they heard cracking on the ice, and they saw Hashem Yirach, and many of the goyim fell in. And they screamed out, Shema Yisrael! Knowing that maybe this was their last moments of life. And they wouldn't make it to the Rebbe, and they wouldn't make it into the rest of life in Olam Hazeh. And next thing they knew, they saw a boat cutting through the ice, and it came and it picked up these two Yidden, and it took them to the other side to safety. And Baruch Hashem, they were alive, and they ran to the Rebbe, because, you know, that's all you want to do, is run to the Rebbe. And they ran, Shalom David, and they ran to the Rebbe, and they thought, of course, the Rebbe would have been, you know, already finishing Megillah by now, the Kriya. But sure enough, the Rebbe was waiting for these two Yidden. And as soon as they walked in, they started the brachas, the Hila, the brachas of Birchas, Kriya Samegillah. And afterwards, they came and they said, you know, Rebbe, how did you know to wait for us in this? He said, you should know. The one who picked you up in the boat was Eliyahu Hanavi, was Elijah the prophet. And you were zeichet to have Elijah the prophet save your life. Because any Yid who says, I want to have a stark Purim, I want to have a strong Purim, Hashem will send you Siyat Dishmaya Lamala Minateva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send you very, very powerful licht, very, very powerful ore. So get ready now, my friends. The mitzvahs of Purim are already starting to bubble up. Make sure to put your life and your heart into the Mishloach Manos. Make sure to put your life and your heart into Matanas Lev Yoinim. Get ready for Kriyas HaMegillah. You know, by Tzvi Meir, by Asir and Yerushalayim, they lock the doors by Kriyas HaMegillah. Nobody in, nobody out. It's so crazy. It's no phones, no nothing. It's the whole world is going to... We can manage to save the world. We can stop the war. We can stop everything with Kriyas HaMegillah. And like we said with the Mishnah of Yayin, that a Yid should drink until he doesn't know. Not that he doesn't know. Deep, he knows, but not his lower knowledge. He knows in the highest place, Hashem, there's no difference. But when things are good and things are the other, you're talking to me, Hashem. And that's why Purim is never going to be mevatel. Like it says, in the time to come, Purim is the chag we're always going to have. Because the secret that Hashem is with us at all times is a secret that's going to go on forever. Because of course in the world to come, Hashem will have to be somewhat hidden. Because if he wasn't, we'd explode, you know? Hashem is Or Ein Sof, Baruch Hu. Therefore, even in the hiddenness, there's always something more. Even in the hiddenness, Hashem, you're with us. You're with us. So Bezrat Hashem, my friends, let's drink. Let's get besume. Let's get spicy. Let's get fragrant on Purim. Adelo Yadam, Ben Or Haman, Baruch Mordechai. And with that, to ask Hashem to bring Mashiach, to bring the Beis HaMikdash, to end the concealment as we know it. And then even Haman himself is going to come dressed up in a bekesha, and say, Mamish, I was just a messenger from Hashem. Hashem was moving inside of me the whole time to make a lachayim to all the challenges in our life and to know that Hashem is speaking, that there's ein oid melvadoi, there's nothing but you, Hashem. Ein oid melvadoi. Ein oid melvadoi. There's nothing but you, Hashem. It's not my boss, it's not this person, it's not that person, it's not Russia, it's not Ukraine, nothing, it's only you, Hashem. It's all you, Hashem. You have to do your shtadlus, vada. But the secret, the side is it's only you, Hashem. It's one big Purim Shpiyum. It's one big Purim Shpiyum. And in the end, there's going to be a gilui of the Hester. Hashem is going to reveal himself and say, it was me the whole time. Were you holding on to me, Hashem? And the tzaddikim say in the name of the Chidah, but this will end. That after 120 years, Hashem is not going to say, why did you fall? Why did you fail over here? Why did you fail over there? Why did you fall into that type and that Yetzirah? Hashem gave you the Yetzirah. He knows that it's difficult. All he's going to ask you after 120 years was, did you ask me for help? Did you cry out to me for help? Did you ask me, did you pull me into your life and say, Hashem, help me get through this? On Purim, cry to Hashem. Cry now, Hashem. I want a real Purim. I want a real Purim. It's the most halakha day of the year, Yom Kippur. We should be zeicha mamish that this Purim, all the chevra here, and all the chevra around the world, we should not be flying to Yerushalayim on the wings of eagles and get ready for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehreh V'Yameinu. Amen ve'amen. Afrei lechem Purim.